At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West Coast.
West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's getting up in the building right now. A lot of people have been mentioning his name out there, but they probably don't even know how to say his name. You know what I'm saying? We got Bino Rado in the house.
Yeah, Rado.
I see a lot of people have been saying Rado, Radaxel. They've been fucking up the shit up. Bino's in the house with us right now, man. How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, holding it down.
What's the last person who you did something to for fucking your name up? Did y'all pack him out or like what?
Nah, it's always, you feel me, you're public and, you know, we be trying to keep it cool, man. Yeah. We ain't trying to tarnish, you know what I'm saying, no type of reputations off strength of my name. But as long as you trying, as long as you worried about what my name is anyway,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
You take
cool.
It.
Yeah.
What's been the craziest thing that you've heard? Like, somebody messing it up, like, damn, how you get that out of this?
Just nigga really sounding out all the syllables. they call me Riddiox.
Riddiox?
Yeah, Riddiox.
Oh, that's a real L.A. Unified motherfucker.
Exactly. Yeah, nowhere.
So that's funny. What does the story start with Bino, man? For a lot of people that have heard your name, seen your face, and, you know, really been waiting for the music, you know, what does that story start with Bino, man? How did you get into this game, bro?
Really, you know, I owe a lot of my success, obviously, to my bro Nipsey.
Yeah.
And really where that started, I made a song. We lost a homie from my hood, from the Hunnids. KP. So I made a song called 100 Days, 100 Nights, and there was a lot of shit going on. But the song kind of surfaced through the streets, and it was just, I don't know, it was organic.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, I hear from Adam. We were just talking about that outside. Matter of fact, I hear from Adam, All Money In.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam would tap in, like, you know, Adam, he know all the new shit that's about to drop and, like, whatever. So he'd tap in, like, man, when the time is right, whoop de whoop. Because we always felt like, you know what I'm saying, like, if I had to fuck with anybody in the game, it'd be Nip.
Right.
And so, I don't know, when it finally came about, Nip just tapped in, he FaceTimed me off Casey Veggie's phone.
Crazy.
Bro, come to the studio, like, what you up? I got there, and yeah, we did a song. But a lot of time, it was, like, most of the time, I was chilling. Like, I was just sitting there, taking notes, watching.
Absorbing.
Yeah, just.
Now, how crazy would that have been if you would have fucking declined Casey Veggie's call that day? You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Like, nah, I'm talking to this
man
right
fuck
now.
That nigga. Look, right, backflip man. Shit, man. Get up out of here.
Hey, nigga, life could change in an instant, boy.
Straight up.
I was on my toes. I was taking every call back.
Every
then.
Call.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing going.
I do remember being in the studio one time, and I think I pulled up, and I believe it was Nip, it was you, and I think Mike and Keys. Yeah. I think that's the first time I ever met you.
Yeah, I remember that day.
And I walked in, and he was like, hey, head this to homie Bino. I was like, for sure? Like, what's up, man? You was just sitting there like, for sure, what's up? And it was like, what's interesting to me, and I ended up having this conversation with Emery, Vegas, shout out to Vegas Jones. I had this conversation with Emery later on, and he's the one who put it in perspective. And what's crazy is I related it to the day I met you. But he was like, Nip don't put the stamp on anybody.
Yeah.
He don't. Like, he'll introduce you to people, but he don't be like, that's my people. That's me. That's my family. That's my folks. Thanks. Or he don't, you know what I'm saying?
Straight
it's
up.
Never that.
Yeah.
He did that when I met you. And I remember when he introduced me, Nipsey is the one who introduced me to Emery. And when he did that with me and Emery, he was like, DJ Head is my guy. This is my folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and right then, Emery was like, oh, give me your phone. Take my number. Like, he's like, this man says you the guy, then you the guy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I remember being introduced to you that way through Nipsey. And it was like, that's when I was like, okay, let me go look up. And I start looking up your shit. And
that's
like, seeing, you know, what's going on or whatever. Did you ever, I mean, obviously you don't take that lightly.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
But did you ever get to a point where it was like you had almost like a experience where like, damn, like he really fucked with me like in this way?
Yeah.
Did it hit you?
I feel like it was, that was the pressure. You feel me?
Oh, it's pressure.
Like you say, bro, don't fuck with nobody. Like, it seemed like almost to a certain extent, like you said, you need a stamp. And nobody had that. So it's like, bro, why is you doing a whole album with me?
Right, right.
You feel me? Like, what about me is making you want to, what about me is making you want to put out an entire project? You know what I'm saying? If, like, you know what I'm saying? We already did three songs, but it was just surreal. Like, I never got used to it. Mm. You feel me? Because I didn't understand it. But at the same time, I didn't want to just go ask, like, bro, why you fuck with me? Like,
why you want me, my nigga? Yeah.
What do you think it was?
I don't know, bro. I feel
just
like...
Just guess. Knowing his character, knowing your character, knowing, like, maybe it was...
I really can't tell you. Like,
talent?
Yeah, the talent is there, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of talented niggas, bro. True. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of talented niggas. It was just organic. And I feel like we just didn't fight it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we just caught a vibe and just ran with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the people that haven't pressed play on you and this is the first time they've seen, how would you describe your sound for them?
I don't know. I like melodies. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep it feel good for the most part, but I also like to bring in a lot of pain in my records. I just want to make you feel something. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
That's the key, though. Yeah. To make somebody feel something with the music or whatnot.
I think that's a way to cut through too. Like you said, there's a lot of artists out there, especially in LA. There's a lot of talented people out here. Yeah. But as far as to cut through, to actually make an impression, you gotta have those elements. And I think that's one of the reasons why Bro was on you like that. Like, because like you said, nobody didn't do a whole project.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Can't believe I did it.
When that was brought to your attention, like, well, obviously it was shock. It's like, you know, surreal. But at what point did you go into, all right, let's get to work mode?
Oh, man. Like, well, that's the thing. It was kind of like at the same time I had to. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't play with it. I'm like, this is opportunity. It's Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
You feel me? But over time, we kind of grew. Like, it grew into a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And, like, we just became real close. So it wasn't really my nerves to get the best of me. Because I feel like every time we went in on a song, it came out like A1.
Yeah.
You feel me? Whenever I was with him, he brought the best out of me.
Did you ever find in a situation where maybe you wrote your shit first, then heard his shit, had to go back to the drawing board? Like, did that ever happen to you?
Man, all the time, bro. I'm like, damn, you came with it. But I don't know. I feel like our sounds didn't conflict to the point of where it was like, let me come again. You feel me? I feel like we both played major parts, and I did the best I could. You feel me? This is the thing I looked up to, the thing I listened to in high school,
right,
bro.
Right.
So it's like... Man, if you saying I'm up to par, bro, I'm going with what you say. I'm just following your lead.
Did that help with confidence for you? Like,
man, just the fact that I'm here. You feel me? The fact that I was in his studio every day was like, I'm doing something right.
What were you doing prior to being in the studio every day with him? Like, that you could talk about.
I got you. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
Don't lie.
You know, we were still doing the music, but we didn't have no. We know what we was doing for real. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just us. We out the streets, out the Blue Records. That's our independent label.
Nice.
So we didn't know exactly where to go. You know what I'm saying? With Nip, I always call him a cheat code because it's like, you know what to do. You know what could happen if you go this route, go that route.
Yeah.
But before that, we was grinding. Like, we was in the streets, but we was grinding. Like, as far as music goes, we was trying to take this shit to the next level.
Did you already have, like, a studio that you went to every day and had that level of commitment, or was that after the fact?
No, we had one. My big bro, Tay, actually bought one. And so, well, he was renting it. He leased it for that year. And so, we was in there. I was sleeping out of there. You know what I'm saying? Just going in. We had a whole team of motherfuckers from South. You know what I'm saying? We was just kind of...
What did the studio smell like?
Funyuns. That's crazy. When we started talking about that shit just now, I thought about what it smelled like too.
Everybody had that story. You sleep in the studio, niggas be in there a couple days. He'd be like, "Yeah, you gonna go to your baby mom's house and
what
like
you doing?
Catch your vibe, money, go get a shower or something. You know?
Bounce back, right? Bounce back,
right?
Because you don't feel it when you in it.
Right.
You don't know.
Hell no, you didn't think of it.
Yeah.
Damn. So in the recording process prior to obviously linking up with Nip, like you started forming your own way of doing shit. Like how would you do it? Like what was your studio process like getting into it in the beginning?
I used to write. That's a trip. I used to write my songs. Really?
Which you don't hear people say that nowadays. Yeah. It's more like kind of just off the top.
And that's what I do now. That's what I'm saying. Wow. I thought I'd never be this nigga, bro.
Really?
But I had to because I'm wow. like,
What transition for you? What made you change from writing to actually going
I'm
off the
like,
top?
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's the West Coast. Yeah, West Coast. You know, I'm going to keep it 100. Them niggas on the South, bro, they figure something out. So, I'm like, bro, I got to keep up. I can't be the nigga in the studio looking like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, like trying to rush.
So did you have an experience that led to that? Like, were you in the studio with somebody and saw them like, oh, shit, everybody ain't got a pad but me?
Like, I figured that out early, like jumping into this shit. My bro Johnny Cinco from Atlanta, he taught me a lot of shit early. Mm-hmm. And so I would see his process and I'd take notes, you know what I'm saying? But he was telling me, like, niggas ain't out here riding. You gonna put out a pad, niggas gonna laugh at you.
So you did it more so because you felt like that was the wave and not necessarily because you were comfortable where you were when you did transition. Did you find it difficult though? Like,
hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. But it's once you get in the rhythm of it, it's a big confidence booster. Mm-hmm. You feel me? To just go in there and vibe out.
Yeah, nigga don't write.
Yeah.
It's just to say that shit, like, yeah, nigga don't write this shit.
You know, I freestyle my shit. You know, I freestyle my shit.
Get the fuck out of here. It's all off top. You know what I'm saying? So, are you melody based first, or do you have what you. Coming as a writer.
Right.
Are you melody based first now, or is it you already had the words and the lyrics and then you kind of on the melody out?
I'm melody first. I go in the booth and just mumble.
Just got to come out.
Come up with the melody than the words.
Damn, that's like you said, that's got to be a confidence booster to be like, man, fuck it, I can just do off the top.
It's like
man.
A vibe, like it's like.
And now, how many songs can you record in one night?
Probably most I done did in one night, like 7 or 8.
Get the fuck out! That's a whole project.
Yeah, probably most songs I
complete, or it's just like, these are kind of like the ideas.
Complete.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sure, because I'm.
Something I always wanted to ask you about is obviously, I mean, this is back because you know I'm trying to catch everybody up, right? People who probably have never seen or heard of you before, never heard your music, whatever.
Yeah.
The No Pressure Project, like, it was like, it's Beano and Nip.
Right.
Beano Nip. Davies. Like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did that record come from? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, and I just recently had a conversation with Dave about, shout out to Davies too, because he saw me at the... I saw Dave East in Atlanta for the BT Hip Hop Awards, and I was wearing my shit. I was wearing my Nipsey shit, and he was like, "You got that shit on, huh?" I was like, "You already know." He was like, "My nigga, it's West Coast,
straight up."
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Dave, but did you like when y'all was putting that project together? Was that an intentional thing? Like, we gonna just put this record in here. This ain't our shit, but it's going on here.
Yeah,
like, I mean, what was that? How did that come up?
It was that's another thing, was organic. Like, Nip had rented No Name Studios for a month and we was just sleeping in there. We didn't leave. And so that's when we was really working on No Pressure. And East just pulled up one day and he had that song. And that's the song I had to beg Nip, like, bro, let me do this hook. Cause that's not the usual shit you'll hear me on. I'm like, bro, let me do this hook, I promise. And so we did it. East came and it was just organic. Nip was asleep. But East was just in the studio. I'm watching. It's really one of the first times I've been around and we did Clarity.
Yep.
But, you know, this is one of the first times I'm tapping in with him. But that's my bro, Dirt Gang. You know, we coming. But it was organic and it happened. It was just fire. The record was fire, bro. And it was a good connection.
Let it run.
Yeah. And I was happy to be in the middle of that. You feel me?
That's dope.
Ooh.
Do you ever think about, like what you would be doing if it wasn't for music?
I try not to. Oh, yeah.
Not in a way like, oh, I'm gonna quit music and do this, but I'm saying like, damn, I music, like a lot of people say, especially from where we from, like, music saved my life.
Facts.
Or, you know, music allowed me to not make my mom cry and like things like that.
Yeah, I'd definitely be doing some bullshit. I feel like I'm not really, I don't know, bro. What the fuck I'd be doing?
Like, because obviously the plan wasn't always music.
Yeah.
So what was the plan before music? And then do you see anything beyond music at this point?
I tried the 9 to 5 before music. I was really working in fashion. You know, I'm in the fashion. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I done worked at a Diamond Supply, just warehousing and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really into that. You know what I'm saying? But it's always been like creative for me.
Right.
You feel me? Because, you know, I'm in the streets, but I like to, I want to expand, nigga want more, you feel me? So it's always been the creative side of things for me, I feel like.
The fact that you know that, like, cause sometimes we talk to tons of artists and just people in general that are on the, that trying to get into the business, right? And they don't know what direction they want to go in. It's like, well, pick something, figure it out. But the fact that you knew fashion was like at least the line, the lane that you wanted to go into were kind of prior to this or while you were doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even know that. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you have like a passion for something, it gives you a step ahead of other people and shit.
What's been the reception for Bino like musically as far as not fans, but like other artists? Like, cause obviously we know Nip is an early believer.
Yeah.
We know you fuck with Blast, but like, peer wise, have you noticed being accepted more now than before when you first started?
For sure. Now it's love. At first it used to be, you know, I don't know.
Or, using your feelings a little bit.
It's just like, what's this nigga on for real? You feel me? But now it's love. You know what I'm saying? It's always been, you know what I'm saying, respect. You feel me? But now I feel a lot more. I see a lot more.
Do you think you getting your just due right now? It's only been like, let's be fair. You don't have that many bodies of work out like right. that for people to be like, oh man, his third album was trash.
Exactly.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? But exactly. I'm just saying, based on what you've done so far, do you feel like you getting the just due that you earn right now?
Of course, you know what I'm saying? I'd be tripping if I said I felt like I got everything I deserve, but I respect the grind more. You feel me?
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know, whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't gonna fold. I'm gonna keep it rolling.
What's been the toughest time for you throughout this whole process? Like what's obviously we obviously know that, you know, Nip passed and that shit was just tragic for the whole city. For you, what's allowed you to kind of get past that and still record? Like I can only imagine like that shit is tough. So what makes you get back in the studio and do your thing?
I probably didn't get in the studio for about a month. Like after that, 3 weeks at least.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the fact that you're doing what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? At that time, I had a daughter that was due probably two months after.
Wow.
You feel me? So it's like, nigga really ain't had time to sit and play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm mourning, but it's just like, I'm not going to come out and just, oh, let me do a party record. I'm like, I got to say something.
Yeah.
So I made the song Of All Things, which mm-hmm. was dedicated to bro.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just like, what would he want a nigga to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, keep going.
You saying that fueled that along with the arrival of your daughter.
Yeah.
It was like the it's perfect crazy. Combination.
It was extreme high, extreme low.
Yeah, a bittersweet. So I named my daughter Victory.
Oh.
Like, again, in dedication to bro.
Wow. How is, because Chuck just had a kid too.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
man. Thank you.
1 year old.
I don't see, okay, first
tyrant.
Of all. Wait. First of all. let me say this. How old is your daughter?
It's 5 months tomorrow.
Perfect, all right? Once you get to a year, don't do that bullshit. 13, 15, 17, 25 months. Just she a year.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
my son is a year. When we ask, my son is a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's passed. I don't know what fucking month we in right now. Just a little dad advice for you real quick.
Yeah.
But that's that ultimate motivation for you, man. It's like you see your daughter when you wake up and it's like, okay, gotta go. Gotta get
to it. Man, she gotta come up better than we did.
Yeah.
How has that changed you? I don't want to say emotionally, but how has that changed you with being connected? Like, because I noticed like something that first and foremost, I do see you posting your daughter. Like, I see that shit.
Yeah.
I want to salute you
That's
for amazing. That because black men get a lot of bad press on not being fathers in our children's lives and shit
Facts.
Like that.
Facts.
I had Offset up here. I told him the same thing. I wanted to commend
Facts.
every man of color for changing that narrative and you know, taking pride in being a dad.
Chuck, I appreciate
the same
it, bro.
Way.
Yeah.
But, How has that changed you with being with like, man, be kind of like leery, I guess, of connect, human connection? Because like in the streets, you'd be like, man, what's up with them? Or like, who, you know him? Or who car is that?
Exactly.
But now that you have a daughter, I would assume that it would shift a little bit or no?
Yeah, drastically. I feel like, because, you know, at the house, I'm mushy. You know what I'm saying? I'm joking. I'm doing bear growls. I'm trying to- You feel me?
Oh, should. Big Bad
Beano
doing air
brows. At the house. But, you know, I definitely want her to be well informed of both sides of the world. You know what I'm saying? The good and the bad. Just coming up. Just so she not out here playing stupid.
Are you going to teach her the truth about things? Are you going to, I'm curious. I don't have a child yet.
Yeah.
And I have this idea how I'm gonna raise my kid when I have one.
Yeah.
And Chuck is like, I'm telling you, that shit's out the window. You gonna change up.
You gonna switch up. Like, you gonna be doing bear growls. You gonna be doing the same shit too.
But at the same time, I don't believe in sheltering.
Nah.
So I want her to be exposed to a lot at the same time. But I want to keep her safe the best way I possibly can. But I just want her to have some knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, are you gonna tell? Are you gonna tell her the truth about like Santa Claus and like?
I mean, till I'm like, till she like eight. I feel like eight. That's a good age.
Or why? Where you get eight from?
I don't know.
It ain't like, even a like five eight. Or ten. This is eight.
I feel like that's when I figured it out. You know what I'm saying? Like 8 years old. But I don't know. I'm gonna let her figure it out. That
Tooth
type
fairy.
Of shit. Yeah, I'm putting the coins up under the pillow and all that.
Damn.
Man, that's
I just don't know how I'm gonna react to it. So I be asking other fathers because I don't know what to do, my nigga.
It's part of the game. Yeah. It's part. I feel like it turned into you want to see how they gonna react.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You can't wait to see how the kid gonna
you
react.
Doing it for their reaction.
Yeah, it's fun, bro. It's
I'm glad you. I see. Thank you. I'm glad somebody's able to break it down to him. Because sometimes I'm be having these conversations. He's like he's literally a robot. He's not. He has no emotions, no feelings, anything like that. And that's the whole balance between us. That's what makes us work so well. But sometimes I'll be like, my nigga, this is how it goes. Like, I don't get it. So the fact that you actually are breaking through, then this is
no amazing. That makes sense. You do because the same reason I start buying flowers for women. I was like, this shit's stupid. I'm not buying you no flowers. The girl I used to talk to, she wanted sunflowers. I'm like, they just gonna die on your table, my nigga. Like,
why
I'm buying you flowers? That's stupid. Yeah. I get you some brake pads. I literally bought her for her birthday. I bought her some brake pads. I shit you not.
She needed it.
Her brakes was fucked up. It's squeaking. So I bought her brake pads for her birthday. And I'm like, why would I buy you flowers instead of brake pads? But you just do it because it makes them happy.
Yeah, that's straight it. Up.
But did you
straight
rap up. It though? Did you rap?
I'm not rapping shit.
Not the brake pads.
I don't rap. I don't rap gifts. But anyway, that's another story. I want to talk about the 6 tape real quick. First and foremost, Blast is probably one of the most talented people
for sure
in the city. I'm going to say that publicly because I told him to his face multiple times.
Amazing.
Come to Death Row. But nah, I'm just fucking.
No, for real.
But yeah, no, I think that y'all two together is a dope marriage. Obviously, I was telling you about Savage. I like the video too. I saw the video. You look bored in the video. I ain't going to lie. You got to work on your entertainer face.
Yeah, that video. I was slumped.
You was high or what?
I was high.
Or you stayed up all night, you know, with your daughter.
Yeah, I was fresh on daddy mode, but I was high as a motherfucker.
Okay, yeah. That's the only critique I'm gonna say, Vino.
You gonna see a few videos.
I gotta see the progression, bro.
My
nigga.
My drug face is different.
I gotta keep it real with you.
No, we gotta keep it. We need that.
It wouldn't be DJ Head if I didn't tell you to your face. You know what I'm saying?
I'm keeping it 100. I was high, man.
Yeah, you was in the video like
my salsa was slow motion, like. I was like, oh yeah,
I gotta watch that back.
Oh god, but yeah. What sparked the collaboration, the project?
Well, I tapped in with Blast. I think I first heard him fuck with Kalen. Yeah, like, Kalen, I'm like, who is this, bro? Like, he was like, Blast, but I didn't know he was an artist.
Yeah,
so we was getting beats. I made On My Soul. I made a few records with him, and he was just like, man, I'm gonna keep fucking with you, bro. We gonna lock in. And so he sent me a song one day, and I hear a nigga start singing, and I'm like, it was Savage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like. It's you, bro. You're like, yeah. I'm like, this shit crazy. Like, so after that, he was just like my favorite artist. We just kept going, sending shit back and forth. We only made like 3 songs together, like actually in a room together. And so, yeah, that's another thing. It was just organic. I fuck with him. We trust each other. It's easy. Like, it's easy making music.
So when you get to the point of collaborating with somebody like that, and you said it's organic, it happened with you and Niv, it happened with you and Blast. At what point do you say, let's do a project? Is it after 3 or 4 songs is made, or is it?
Yeah, you get 4 hot ones. You like, bro, we might as well
lock in.
Yeah.
And then are those 4 hot ones the part of the project, or you start from after 4, after you record 4, we start new with the project?
Well, me and Blast, everything that we recorded together was on the project.
Got you. Okay.
So, yeah, we just heard 4. We like, bro, let's put out a tape. Oh, what we gonna call it? What we gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
six songs.
Yeah,
six songs. I can see niggas in the studio with. How many songs on there? Nigga, all right, six. Yeah, we doing that.
Oh, God. That's insane. Fuck yeah. I got another tape with 4 songs called 4. Honest to God. Honest to God.
Vino, listen.
Get the fuck out of here,
Vino.
Hey, think smart. Work smart. How you say it?
Work harder. Exactly.
Work smarter.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Work smarter, not harder.
Think,
how about that?
Think smart.
Work smart, not hard.
It's 4 songs. 4 tapes.
Think smart.
What's the biggest critique that you get from your team, and how receptive are you to the criticism?
I feel like I used to be in the shell, like, really. So, like, I'd be in this interview, I'd be talking like this.
Like in the Savage video.
I was high, bro. I was high.
All right, I'm going to leave you alone.
Is that naturally you, though? Are you naturally, like, a quiet, reserved person?
It was. I really had to work out of that. And just, you know what I'm saying? I learned off experience. Teachers couldn't tell me nothing. They had to show me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, just really dealing with it, being in it, it's like, damn, and seeing other niggas, you know what I'm saying, your peers in your same field, like how niggas is moving out here, you like, bro, you can't, you know what I'm saying, can't be timid out here.
Yeah.
Nigga gotta really get it. And this was like years ago I learned this.
Get it.
So I feel like that was my biggest problem. And I mumble, you know what I'm saying? That's my like.
But you gotta loosen up, Bino.
Yeah, like when I talk, I mumble sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But in the booth, like a lot of times you can't understand me, I'm mumbling, but I just move off the vibe.
So right? Are you a mumble rapper?
See?
I mean, you said it, I'm just asking the question.
But, I be singing though, I be singing now. So
I understand that. It was just, you said.
Throw it out there.
First R&B mumble nigga.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Unintentional though.
Yeah.
Unintentional.
It's your shit. It's your shit.
Let me ask you this. When you're working on music, do you already have a song idea, or do you go off the production? Like, are you sitting down writing records without no music?
The production, for sure.
Okay, so it's the production.
I feel like that's the whole basis of the energy, the beat. You know what I'm saying? You figure out where you want to go. I look at every like song or project as a place, and you can see where you want to go or how you want to approach, you know what I'm saying, this certain song or whatever. So definitely beat.
What do you think is the most vulnerable song you ever done?
Of all things, for sure.
Well, not obviously outside of that one.
Not counting that one. It's probably some new shit I did. It's not out yet.
It's not out yet.
As far as what's out,
if it's not out yet, that's fair. Because I was gonna ask you, because we have yet to see who Bino is.
Yeah.
Like you said, you in your shell.
And I done heard that. Yeah, for sure.
So that's where I was going with it. I want you to like explore and like let people know who you are, like what you stand for, what you about, what you don't fuck with.
Exactly. That's the whole message behind On My Soul, because you know I would hear that and it's like, okay, I want to let niggas know really what it is. Mm-hmm. And so I put out the single On My Soul, and that's the title track for the album. I keep pushing the album back because I want it to be perfect.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's where you really gonna get your songs and me bleeding it out, you
know. Solo project.
Yeah, my first real album. I put out mixtapes.
Yeah,
my first real album though, I'm trying to come correct.
Like, is there something that's off limits or that's challenging to write about when it comes to putting out content?
Nah, because I feel like, I mean, if I'm gonna put myself out there, I might as well go all in.
All in.
Yeah
man. Damn, nah, because I think that's usually the most challenging part about it. When you're getting over, you kind of mentioned the whole writing thing. That was a challenge for you.
Yeah.
But you figured a way through that. You're talking about not necessarily, you know, you're naturally a quiet person or, you know, kind of reserved. You figured a way through that. The next step, obviously, in getting to know yourself, like, what are the things that you may not necessarily talk about to a lot of people. You
Facts.
Know what I'm saying? So it's like those are the records that probably people will want to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
Even more so.
And I feel like that's a lot. That's really what the album is based on, I feel like.
I meant to talk about this earlier, but going back to it, I remember I saw a tweet. I wrote it. I had saved it. You said, "I'll never forgive my city for this one."
Facts.
And that was in response to, obviously, us losing Nip.
Yeah.
And you said, "I'll never forgive my city for this one." When you say that, I know you, I noticed, I saw like a lot of the back, like people responding back to you and shit like that, and they were upset because it's like, oh, it's not the city, it's this and that. But I don't think people understood what you were saying. So if you want to, you know, take opportunity to clarify that, because I feel you.
Yeah.
On what you were saying.
Certain shit we can't let happen, bro. Like, I feel like that's something that, you know what I'm saying, as a city, certain shit shouldn't matter. You know what I'm saying? If it's a nigga, like, this is just me, I can't speak on everybody else. Mm-hmm. But if it's a nigga on the other side or from my hood or whatever, and he is like a staple, like if head from a hood and we enemies, bro, I gotta respect it just because he's so important and he a major part of the success of my city.
Right.
You feel me? We look weak right now. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, no disrespect to nobody, but we look weak as fuck. Mm-hmm. This nigga was, come on, bro. Like, he was hope. Like, this nigga was really hope for people, mm-hmm. I feel like. So, as a city, we were supposed to protect that man by any means. Like, nobody should be able to fix themselves to want to bring that man no type of harm from the city.
Right.
I feel like. So, when I say I never forget a city, I love my city with all my heart, and I'm going to rep it to the end. Like, it's West Coast. But I feel like we need, we need better code. Like, we need more code, really. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit can't happen, bro.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Do you have a release? Well, you say you keep pushing it back.
Yeah.
When do you feel like you'll be ready for the album to be out? Do you feel like you have enough music as of right now, or is still...
Should we ask somebody else?
Nah.
You know,
okay, how about this?
Let's ask the homies.
What do you feel like is missing right now?
Look, bro, I got, like, no cap, I got, like, at least 40 songs sitting. right now.
So what's missing right now?
Just the structure.
So you got 40. So let's just say out of the 40 songs, you have the album.
Yeah.
It's just picking the right records, or is it recording more shit?
I don't know, bro. It's like overthinking. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's my first album got to be crazy.
No, I get it. Like, it makes sense.
How important to you is the content of the album versus people fucking with it? And what I mean by that is, like, you could put out an album full of just bangers.
Yeah.
And people will fuck with it.
Right.
But you also, like we just talked about, you want to give people who you really are and in depth of yourself. So what's the balance?
I feel like, I don't know, you look at the greats and you look at their first albums.
Exactly.
And it's like bananas. It's like you can't even, I don't know. It's unbelievable that this was these niggas' first albums. Yeah. It's the classics. You got Illmatic, Nas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got the Jay-Z joint with Dead Presidents on it and all. Like, the first, I don't know, it gotta be, I want niggas to come back to this shit like 15 years. Like, yeah, like this was him. Like,
what album do you listen to that was a classic, that's one of the first albums?
Probably Ready to Die.
That's interesting.
That's the first album, right?
Ready to Die. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to Die.
Because then it was Life After Death.
Yeah. I used to like bang that, just waking up type.
Was that the first album that you bought with your own money?
Nah.
What was the first album you bought with your own money?
No cap, I wasn't buying any shit. You know, I came up in the LimeWire
era. Right, true.
And all that shit. I probably done bought some off-brand, like, no disrespect, like some random shit like Nelly or some shit. I think I wasn't just buying albums.
Generic.
Yeah.
You know, acetaminophen. I bought ibuprofen. I didn't buy the Advil shit. Fuck that. Nelly.
Oh, it's a random shit. You know, you would have started your mom. Mom, give me this.
Let me get this one. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny as hell.
Damn, no, I was wondering that because usually when it comes to it, some people are gifted albums and some people, because I remember going into the store and buying Dog Pound dog food. I remember like that specific moment, like saving my money up to do that.
Straight up.
I keep forgetting that we old heads. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he had money.
Nah,
I had no money. I was bootlegging everybody's shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He was not bootlegging shit at 8 years old.
No, and not, I wasn't in the music at 8. When I, by the That's time what I got I'm, the music, I'm I was saying, burning CDs.
Yeah, got, sure.
What I'm saying is, at what point, you had to buy an album at one point.
I think I bought Marshall Mathers LP.
The reason why I say that.
Once I got enough money.
Why?
Why did I buy it? I think I wanted the book and shit.
You saved up because you could have bootlegged that one. You could have burned it.
Yeah, but I think the ones that was getting burned, they were all like distorted and
fucked. Exactly. There's a reason why you did it though. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. There's reasons why people like, you know what I'm saying, take the time to do that shit. But I was just wondering because sometimes it holds value. With that particular project, you're saying it was just random on your end because it said Moms is right there. Like, hey, Moms, get that shit.
I think my story really, you know, I like oldies a lot.
Mm.
You feel me? I bump Sly. I bump like real, like oldies.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just associate that with certain, you know what I'm saying? Like a family, what do you call it? Reunion or something. Yeah, like you got a song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Yeah.
You're gonna associate that with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm big on that. I ain't never really just bought nobody's shit for
real. Was your family into music? Are they anybody like on that end talented, singing, you know?
I mean, my pops used to rap.
Your pops used to rap.
Yeah. He said it like he was weak.
This is interesting because, you know, was he somebody that was established in the sense of his music is out there? Like, did he have an album?
Hey, the homie looked like he heard some of your pop shit.
Okay.
And that dude was weak.
And my pops was just like me. He looked just like me. No, look, check it out. And pops, I love you, my nigga. Check it out. My pops, I only heard his shit on MySpace. He showed me MySpace. And this was current, like recent.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Recent. But his right name is O, like O-O-H. And my mom said he used to pager, like, like that was his shit. And you ask him why, he like, cuz, you know, I get on the mic and they say, ooh. So he really one of them rap niggas, like one of the old heads is telling you, like, man, what you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so he's the this old head, dope. Like, saying what this. You doing right now.
What you talking about? Your pops.
Wait, hold on.
Time, man.
So your pops name.
This is hilarious.
His name is Ooh.
His name Raul.
Okay, but it's O-O, his
wait,
rap
what?
Name.
Wait, your pops' name is what?
Raul. R-A-O-U-L.
Raul. Raul. No comment.
Raul.
Is, wait, okay, first of all.
He said R. He put R-A-U- two vowels next to each other.
Anyway. Hold me off. Hold on. His rap name was Ooh.
Ooh.
O-O-H.
O-O-H.
Like, if DJ Head looks in the computer right now, like, go on YouTube. There's a song by Ooh.
You ain't gonna find nothing on YouTube, my man.
What about Vito had all that shit take down. Hey, y'all used to have me out here looking.
I feel like, because me and my dad won't talk like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like once he saw like this shit going on, he kind of took all this shit down. Like,
yeah!
Because a moment like this, that nigga was going to look him up.
Hey.
Oh, God.
That's
my pops, though. I love my pops.
That's amazing, dude.
What's, last thing. What's some, obviously, we waiting on the project. We're going to keep waiting until, you know.
You drop another one. Sorry for the wait, Forte.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But what's something that hasn't happened for you yet that you look that you look forward to happening as far as, like, musically, a collaboration, maybe somebody tapping in with you? Is there anything like that?
I don't really look at the specifics. I feel like I'm more so generalized and I just want more. You know, I don't really know what it is after this, but whatever it is, you know, I just want to feel something new out the game. You know what I'm saying? I done felt this. Or I ain't really headline no shit where it's like, oh, this is my crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So that I'm looking to put together some shows like later this year.
You got to put out the project for that.
I know, but just, you know what I'm saying? Me and Blast just want to fuck them. They've been asking for it.
Oh, you into the, okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I think you mean you want just this crowd for just Beano.
Oh, no, no. Well,
that's cool too.
That's cool. But I'm gonna share with my nigga Blast. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
We came correct this summer, and I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we both deserve it. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite artist. But I feel like just, I don't know, I done did the big stages and all that, but just not on my own time.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I feel like I want that.
And that Savage Challenge was going up too. A lot of people doing that shit too.
The Savage Challenge. Yeah, that's something Blast came with. Blast came up with that.
Amazing. Kind of on that same sentiment. First thing I would say, get specific.
Yeah.
Get specific on what you want, because
set some goals. Man.
Set some goals. Only reason why I said that, because we I'm gonna ask you the question right now as well. We've had a gang of people sit here. We've asked them that same shit. Like, yo, what's one thing? I'm gonna ask you, what's one thing you want to do before the year ends? And literally, we've seen that shit happen.
Every time.
Damn near every artist, everybody that comes up here that says what they want to do is, I don't know if it's something that for them they don't want the pressure of, damn, I said I was gonna do this shit and not do it, or them manifesting it, or goal set,
it's
whatever
a manifestation
it is.
Exercise, bro.
Yeah. So, first of all, get specific with that. Don't just generalize. It's good to generalize, but get specific on what exactly that you want. Because when you do get it, you be like, damn,
that shit happened.
And it's gonna allow you to dream bigger on the next thing. So I'm gonna ask you, you know, what's one thing you got to make sure you do before the year ends? The year can't end without Beano doing what?
I'm gonna say this. Is this? I posted this on Instagram, and I don't never post shit like this. But it's a nigga named Burna Boy. Y'all familiar?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I need a feature from Burna Boy.
There you go.
Nice.
That's facts. Burna Boy is
nice.
Crazy.
Fire.
Yeah, I bang that nigga like niggas bang Future.
There it is.
Yeah. Like Burna Boy hard.
That's what it's about.
You
that
know,
shit is what it's about.
Put it out there, bro. Yeah. He'll be watching this shit one day. I don't know why, but
he probably tapped in.
Yeah, who's a funny looking ass nigga interviewing me? also too, last thing, what's a piece of advice that you've gotten from, you know, Nip that stayed with you through this whole, like, until this day? Like, what's something that he said to you that stuck with you?
Just really, I feel like the story or the all around basis of what he was teaching me and coaching me about was that you can have longevity or you can be here and gone tomorrow. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So you really want to be a longevity artist, meaning, you know what I'm saying? This shit might take a minute. This shit might take a lot longer than a lot of niggas you know or who you see around you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just stay down and really focus on the content.
Content.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
You want longevity. So, you know, I respect it. I stayed down.
Yeah, you're going to be here for a while, bro. I see it. I mean, I see that obviously the talent is out there, but just your energy. Just, you got some good energy, bro.
Yeah, so, man, I try to keep it cool.
the project again, going into the one with you and Blast, Six Tape.
Yep.
Support that, stream that.
We're going to wait on the album.
Yeah, we're going to wait on the album. Continue to wait on it. Is there anything else that you're
going to drop your album the same day I go back on a diet? You know what I'm saying? Never worry, 30 seconds. Never
worry. Oh, God. Is there anything you want to tell the people out there before we wrap up?
Yeah, man. Don't listen to head, man. I'm just giving you a hard time, bro.
This is your first time.
The album coming, man.
This
for
the
real.
Initiation.
No, but they really mad because I've been pushing that shit back for so long. I was supposed to drop like last year.
God damn, dog.
Yeah, so the album coming.
But there's 40 songs as of right now. You just got to trim it down, figure it out.
Shit down.
But just drop all 40 songs like Chris Brown.
Nah, don't do that.
Why not?
He learned it.
Beano, man, it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, man.
Let people know how to get in contact with you as well, man. How can they find you?
Beano Redaux, that's at BINORIDEAUX. Fuck with me on all my socials.
Absolutely, man. It's Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, and we out.
Yes, sir.